went down the creek and
got away. Is there much population away from the valley? Is it almost all on it?
Well, at one time, it was just all over. This is a large county and area, small in population. There was people everywhere. I mean, just here and there. It's not that way now. I taught school in a place called Kathy Sheen back in Winfield. I had 40 students in that valley. A man or somebody above me had 20. Today, there's not a student, there's not a boy or girl there. And just 2 meters.
Well, I guess it has kind of been that.
The first time I was on the school board, 36, 38, I'm thinking, right? I heard 7 teachers across the river. Now, you'll get lost about this, but there's a river. It's Cumberland River, New River. And today, there's no school. People live back then. I don't know really how they live, but they live.
When you were feeding the hogs and everything, you might take scraps and all. What would you take them out of and you call them?
Tail.
Any special name for the one that you carry hog scraps and so forth?
I don't think so. Just on the tail.
You mentioned, you know, pail. Bucket,
do
those two mean the same thing to you?
Now, a pail, or at least part of it, is made out of wood. And a bucket, or any, it's always, as far as we're concerned, galvanized.
And let's see, what about a bucket? Is that something that you good dishes that a woman might have, she'd have to be her best.
You mean, was she kidding?
Or the dishes themselves, her best dishes, she'd call us, that's my, or what, or like in the name of the country, she got a, she won't let you eat on her good.
No, in the home I was in, but they had a little place over here that she would store in, they call a cupboard.
Mm-hmm. How was that built?
Just something here to put them on, and a little higher. She just stole them.
How about in the kitchen? Did they ever have a place where they might keep pies and things like that? A little cabinet that might keep?
That's mostly in the cupboard, I think. Sitting hen.
Have you seen them where they won't lay? Sometimes they put something in the nest there with them to try to make them lay. Have you ever seen that?
I have saw a few artificial eggs.
What were they made of?
An artificial egg? Well, the first ones I ever saw was this kind of a chalk affair. Now, the last ones was a clear. And they really look like an egg. I could tell you a little story that might not sound right. There was people working on the road there, and they used to just go out there and hammer and pick. We noticed a snake up there pulling itself through the fork of a limb. Well, it got the skin off it. So naturally we was interested, and we killed the snake. And he had swallowed an artificial egg and couldn't burst it.